Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise God indeed. Good to see y'all this evening. Hoping everyone's doing well on this beautiful day the Lord's given us. Just want to welcome all of you watching online. Welcome to First Pentecostal in Villarica. Let's all stand. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer this evening. Do we have any spoken prayer requests on my right side this evening? Miss Lori? Oh, bless his heart. Yes, we absolutely will. Anyone else on the right side tonight with a spoken prayer request? Okay. Anyone on my left side tonight? Yes, Sister Linda.
We have sent out a prayer request for Thomas Wheeler.
Yes.
Also, his brother is improving some. They're having to drain the fluid off of his lung. But Dr. Davis just
definitely will. Most definitely will. Anyone else, congregation? I don't want to miss anyone. All right. Anyone up on the roster that's spoken prayer request?
My mom.
Your mom.
Absolutely.
Anyone else?
Sister Hutch got a good report from her procedure, her little test yesterday, but she wants prayer on the 5th of July. She has an appointment with a heart specialist, so let's keep her in prayer. She wants to get back in church. She just said, got to get some things straightened out physically, but we'd be praying for her.
And Kelly Pace had asked us to pray for her. She hurt her foot real bad, and then she got sick after that, so I told her we'd pray for her.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then the prayer requests that come across on our text blast, I know Ms. Tabitha and some of the others that we were seeing prayer requests for today. God knows each and every one. If you haven't unspoken, just show by raising of your hand. Praise God. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise your holy name. Lord, we thank you for allowing us to gather in your house and in your name. Dear Lord, as we come to you, Lord, we just want to lift you up. We want to honor you. We want to praise you, dear Lord. Lord, thank you for loving us, dear Lord. Thank you for your mercy and grace. Dear Lord, as we come together, dear Lord, may we be in one mind and one accord. Lord, that we join together to hear your word, dear Lord, to just hear the message you have planned for us. And dear Lord, we just want to honor you. Lord, now you've heard those spoken and unspoken prayer requests tonight, dear Lord. And we're placing each and every one in your hand, dear Lord. We're asking you to touch, to mend, to protect, dear Lord, those that are in a situation, those that have lost a loved one, dear Lord. We ask for you to touch them also. And, dear Lord, for those that are sick and shut in, that aren't able to be with us, dear Lord, for whatever reason, Lord, you know each and every situation, those in the nursing homes and assisted living. Lord, we ask now that you'll protect and guide. And, dear Lord, again, we just give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And we all say, amen, amen. Let's give the Lord that hand clap of praise. Praise God, praise God. While you're standing, turn to page 177. Are you washed in the blood? Let's all just sing. Just lift up the Lord this evening.
Your soul be ready.
you can, while you're seated, turn around and tell somebody how much Jesus loves them. Just tell them how much He loves you. Praise God, because God is great. His love is everlasting, and we just love Him so much. I know sometimes we sing the same songs, or maybe even a couple of weeks in a turn, but just love the Lord. I just was thinking about that song again today, and the message that's going out right now in these turbulent times, and I think as far as the preparation and God's love, we just want to just reach out to Him and just let Him take care of us and just let Him cleanse us and guide us in everything that we do. Praise God. We're going to go ahead and take up our evening offerings, but as they come forward, don't forget, this Saturday, June 26th, and what time are we starting? I forgot to ask. 8 a.m. Saturday morning. Come on over. We're going to have our spring cleaning. We're getting summer cleaning, getting ready for homecoming and vacation Bible school. So make plans to come. We'd love to have each and every one of you help us. The more, the merrier. We can get things done, and they've got a list put together for us. So we're going to get it all knocked out and get ready for this. And really excited about what God is doing. Praise God. Brother Billy, would you ask the Lord just to bless our evening offering, please? Yes, Lord. Sweet Jesus, we just love you. Just put you in a situation. Amen. 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 God. And then Brother Jim, if you'd come after him, and then Miss Karen, please. Going to use that one? Okay, yeah. One third.
If you'd like to turn in your hymnals to page 130. I'm not much of a special singer, but I like to lead, so. If y'all would, please sing along.
Down on my knees. his dear feet, just humbly bow, confess to him your every sin. He'll save and cleanse you, give you peace and joy within.
I never shall
forget today, when all the burdens from my soul roll away. He made me happy, he led me free. I'll sing and shout it, for he's everything to me. I never shall forget today.
Yes, Miss, if it was hot enough. It's hot, brother. All right. Where they're cranking it up back there. I like the words in this song because you're gonna start it. You want me to finish first? You can let me finish first. Okay, thank you. All right. I like the words in the song because, you know, today with everything that's going on around us, you know, every time I turn on YouTube or Facebook or something, I always see the same thing pop up. It says, you know, are you prepared? Are you ready? Because the sound of the trumpet may come at any time. You know, and the thing is, this past week I've had attend a service, memorial service for a friend of ours, and I've got another one this Saturday. But the thing is, we never know what tomorrow's going to bring, you know. And it's sad because we can be full of joy tonight and now and walk out the door. It may be our last moment. And, you know, and that's what I love about this song. We don't know what tomorrow is going to bring, but we know who holds that tomorrow, don't we? Amen. All right.
I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from the sunshine, for its skies may turn to gray. I don't worry for the future, for I know what Jesus said, and today he walks beside me. For he knows what lies ahead. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand. Stands by me. path that is my portion. Maybe through the flame or flood, but His presence goes before me, and I'm covered with His blood. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know
a song from the choir, Holy Ground, and that means all you guys know it, so you can stand and help me sing it. Thank you. When I walked through the door, I sensed His presence, and I knew this was a place where love abounds. For this is a temple, Jehovah God abides here, and we are standing in His presence.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. That holy ground has nothing to do with the building itself. Amen. That holy ground has to do with the relationship with the Lord. Amen. That holy ground can be in your car when you're driving down the road. That holy ground can be in your house, out in your yard, anywhere that you can get in touch with the Lord. The song says, I find my altar anywhere I talk to the Lord. I'm weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. And I'll be satisfied as long as I walk, dear Lord, close to Thee. Just a closer walk with Thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Through this world of toils and snares, if I falter, Lord, who cares? And who with all my burden share? None but Thee, dear Lord, none but Thee. Oh, just a closer walk with Thee. Jesus is my plea. Daily walk close to Thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Sing that chorus with me, church. Oh, just a closer walk with Thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to Thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be.
Amen. That is my heart's desire. That is my testimony. Amen. To walk as close to the Lord as I possibly can. I need Him every single day of my life, every minute of every day. Well, we hope that you had a wonderful and a good Father's Day weekend. We were blessed and appreciate all the attention that we received and all the love and affection. Amen. It was just good to spend time with family. It's good to be back in the house of the Lord tonight. And we hope that you came with an anticipation of worshiping the Lord, receiving a blessing from Him. If you have your Bibles tonight, we're going to go to the book of Matthew into the 15th chapter. And the Lord dealt with me a little different way this week. And I pray your indulgence tonight as we attempt to bring to you what the Lord laid upon our heart. Amen. I'm thankful that we can still hear from God, aren't you?
Amen. We need His guidance. We need His word. Amen. We need His love and every day, as I said earlier. In the book of St. Matthew, in the 15th chapter, we want to begin in verse number 22 and bring an account that is actually mentioned in Matthew and also in Mark. Gives two different accounts of the same situation that happened as Jesus was ministering. He had just returned from Tyre and Sidon and came into parts of Canaan. And in verse number 22, it says, "And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coasts and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David, my daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Can we pray? Gracious Heavenly Father, we love you and we thank you, God, for another day, another opportunity to come into your house and worship. Thank you for those who have come by tonight, Lord. I pray your blessing upon each and every one here. God, reach out to those that are viewing on the live stream tonight. God, if there is a need anywhere out there, Lord, I know that you are more than able, God, to meet that need. Father, we ask you now, Lord, just to anoint these lips of clay, just to anoint this vessel. God, speak to us tonight that you would have us to hear, that we might be not only hearers of the word, but doers of the word as well. Father, I pray that you would prick our heart, God, with the sternness of your word and give us direction in the time and the day that we're living. And Father, we do remember the sick and the suffering, God, and we pray that you would continue to minister healing and strength to those who stand in need. And we'll give you praise, we'll give you honor, and we give you glory, for we ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated tonight. For a thought tonight, it would just simply be crumbs from the master's table. There's several interesting factors here that we want to look over tonight. And again, this may be a little different, but this is where the Lord led me this week. As I said earlier, I'm so glad that God speaks to us. And sometimes we need that direction, we need that instruction from God. We certainly need His guidance each and every day. And as I began to think about this story, and I remember as a young boy hearing this story read in Sunday school and even preachers preaching on it, and I developed a little bit of an opinion that Jesus was being a little harsh to this woman. And I aired or are kind of on the side of the lady that was there seemingly going through the right procedures to receive something from Jesus. And many years passed by before I actually began to run reference and realize that Jesus had a mission. And have you ever seen anybody or made the statement, looks like they're on a mission? You know, they sort of disregard the things around them and the things that might cause them to stray from that point of view or from that focus that they're on. And I begin to think and then read a lot of scholars and a lot of reference, Bible references, where that Jesus was intended to bring salvation to the lost sheep of Israel. He was the lineage of David. He was that glorious birth, that immaculate birth, the Son of God. And it was to bring salvation to the Jews. And we know that at a later time, that God already had a plan for the Gentiles. Aren't you glad that God already had a plan in action for the Gentiles? Because I was not born into the lost sheep of Israel. I was not an Israeli, but I thank God that went through the preaching of the Apostle Paul
And the Lord even had a plan for that, even when he brought Paul on the road to Damascus and he struck him down and he began to give him instruction to begin to preach to the Gentiles. And you Bible readers know that the Apostle Paul was very instrumental in bringing the salvation and the preaching the cross and the resurrection of Jesus Christ to the Gentile nations, which in fact led it up to us being able to understand and hear the word and receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. But in this particular time, Jesus was entering into this part of the country, and a lot of the Gentiles were there as well as many of the Jews. And as he began to walk through the streets or began to be on his mission, he was approached by this woman. Now, there's several characteristics about this woman, and I think that we need to pay close attention to, because we can, in fact, I believe, incorporate those type of characteristics into our life, into our spiritual life, as we begin to seek the Lord. I thought about the way that, and we're going to get into it in just a little bit, but I thought about the way she approached him and what she asked for and how she was willing to take the very crumbs from the table of the Master. And I thought many times that when we go to the Lord in prayer, and thank God for the privilege and the honor that we have to go to the Lord in prayer, wherever we are. We often said, you don't have to be in the church house to get in touch with God. You don't even have to be at this altar to be anointed to feel the presence of God. Isn't it wonderful to know that wherever we go, whatever we're involved in that very hour, in that instant that we need a touch from God, we're able, and not only able, but encouraged to come to the Lord, and we can have a relationship with Him there and a communication with Him and pray to God, and God can meet those needs. But I began to think about so many times that, you know, we want the very best that God has to give. And the Lord kind of checked me a little bit on that this week, and when I began to read in the Bible, and God led me to this particular passage of Scripture, because I thought sometimes, and I just want to be a little straight with you and confess just a little bit, sometimes when I go to the Lord in prayer, I want everything to come out perfect. You know, because He's a perfect God. And the Bible says He gives you the desires of your heart. The Bible says the things that are impossible with man are made possible with God. And the Bible says if you'll just believe that all things are possible, God will do those things that are impossible with man. And we know that. We've incorporated that into our life and into our worship. But many, many times when we go to the Lord in prayer, we want everything worked out exactly perfect, but the perfection is from our point of view and not from God's point of view. So the Lord has kind of reminded me, sometimes we just need to ask the Lord's will, and we need to ask God, you know better what I need in my life. You know how to handle this situation. You know how to fix whatever's broke, or you know how to heal, Lord, what am I afflicted? You know, I don't even have to describe my affliction to the Lord. Aren't you thankful for that? Sometimes we can just say, Lord, you know I'm hurting. Lord, you know this situation in my life. I just want to believe you and ask the Lord for healing. God, I'm so thankful, Lord, that I have the opportunity to come before you. But in this situation, the lady began to know, and the reason I think that she already knew that she wasn't really, what is the word that we might use, that it wasn't politically correct for her to approach Jesus, because at this particular time, you know, according to the story of the Samaritan woman, that the Jews had no dealings with the Gentiles. It was like two groups of people, two entirely different classes of people. And I don't know if there was hatred, but there was certainly animosity between them. And the Jews thought themselves to be much better than those Gentiles. So the very fact that she was bold enough, and in fact, I want to remove the word bold, and I want to put in the word distressed enough. When we are distressed enough to get in touch with God, how many knows that we're not going to let anything hinder us? We're not going to let popular opinion. We're not going to let what others think about us. That's the reason I encourage people. When you come to the altar, it's nobody else's business, okay? It's between you and God, and those that love you and those that support you will rally around you and pray for you. We don't have to know what the situation is. So a lot of people, I think, have been held back from going to the altar or from asking for prayer because many, many times they think that some in the congregation or some people might be judgmental as to what is going on in their life. But we got to get past that, and we got to understand and know that we serve at not only an all-powerful God, but a very compassionate God as well. So she already realized, I believe, with her statement, "Thou son of David." realizing that of the he of the Jewish persuasion, and she of being a Gentile, it was not customary for to her approach him. How many knows, when things get bad enough, when situations are so bad that you can't overcome them, you can't, maybe you've tried everything that you possibly can do, you've sought guidance from any and everybody, and finally you realize that nobody can fix it but God. And that's when we come, amen, into a season of prayer, and not only prayer, but expectation. I believe that as a spirit-filled child of God, we need to pray with faith and expectation of God to fix it. Not always fix it exactly like we want it, but understand that He will fix it. She was, in fact, a woman in distress, seeking help, not for herself, but for her daughter. Now, the Bible doesn't go into great detail, simply to say that her daughter was grievously vexed with the devil. Demon possession was a very reality in that time. Sometimes it was in the form of a physical affliction. Sometimes it was a spiritual affliction. Sometimes it was even referred to as what we might refer to today as epilepsy. So that was called a demon possessed or vexation with the devil. It doesn't describe what the situation was. But according to the woman's persistence, it was very dire. It was distressful. It was something that she needed to get in touch with the Lord. So she led all of her pride and all of her inhibitions, laid them aside, and she approached Jesus. And as she approached Jesus, she cried out, first of all, for mercy. And I thought to myself, how many times have I come to the altar or in my altar or prayer or seizing in a prayer, but before I even ask God for a healing or a miracle or for deliverance or for just strength, I ask Him for mercy. Now, I know that I'm born again. I know that I'm saved, and I know that I'm washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, filled with His Spirit, and I thank God for that. Didn't say anything on my part. Everything is on His part, and I'm thankful for what He did for me. But what an honor it is and what a privilege it is to come before the Lord. And I thought maybe the next time that I go to the Lord in prayer, the first thing I'm going to ask for is mercy. He's given me mercy in that He washed my sins away. But He can also give me mercy in the fact that I'm able to listen to your prayer request and give you the desires of your heart. So she approached Him in a situation where nothing else would work. And she asked for mercy. Then she acknowledged and proclaimed Him as the Son of David. And after that, she stated her purpose, healing for her daughter. Now, think about the courage. Think about the boldness. Think about what she was doing in exercising this desire to come and talk to Jesus. And when it was not really, you know, the natural thing to do or the political thing to do or the political correctness thing to do, but she did all of that aside and she came to Him. And then to have Him totally ignore her. And this was the thing that really hit me hard when I was younger, and they would, you know, because I'd always thought Jesus, you know, is listening to you, and Jesus will give you the desires of your heart, and he's a Messiah and a Savior that's at hand, and here we find that He is basically totally ignoring her, because Jesus answered her not a word. He didn't say anything, and His disciples said, send her away. She's crying. She's causing a disturbance. That let me know that she was very persistent. You know, I wonder today if we was praying, and I've actually heard people say, I was praying and I felt like my prayer was not getting any higher than the roof. Now, I don't know if you've ever felt like that, but it's not because God can't hear us. It's because there's something, either doubt, fear, or something in our life that we're not giving or actually exhibiting the right amount of faith to believe that God can hear us. And many, many times, maybe I've even felt like that. Some felt like I was undeserving, felt like God didn't want to mess with me or whatever. But that's not the case at all. Sometimes God tests us to see how persistent we are, or more effectively, how faithful that we are. So His disciples said, send her away. She's bugging us. She's crying out, and we don't need this. Kind of send her away. And then Jesus answered her and said, I am not sent to the lost sheep of Israel only. He said, I am not sent but to the lost sheep of Israel. In other words, you have no right to even approach me. You don't have any right to come before me because I'm supposed to be about the children of Israel. And she was, in fact, a Gentile. She did not deny that. So instead of being offended, and I thought, that's probably about as far as some of us would have got if Jesus, first of all, ignored us. And then secondarily, he said, I'm not even supposed to be having anything to do with you whatsoever. And you know what? That lets me know that Jesus does hear the prayer of a sinner. You know, the Bible talks about the prayers, somebody said something about not hearing the prayer of a sinner. But I was a sinner, and Jesus heard my prayer, and he forgave me. Amen, and I'm so thankful for that. I think what they're talking about is that, you know, coming before the Lord and just asking him, but not asking him for salvation, not asking him for a change of life, but continue to ask him for blessings when they're not living for him. But thank God that he did hear the prayer of this sinner when I asked Jesus Christ to come into my life. But instead of being offended, she worshipped or bowed down before the Lord Jesus. Now think about that. Think about, first of all, the desire that she had to get to Jesus. I don't know. The Bible didn't say how terrible it was, but evidently whatever had vexed her daughter was at the point of she didn't know what else to do, and she came before Jesus, and she was ready. She said, I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving. Makes me think of a story that my granddaddy was telling. You know, he was talking about there was a man in the church. He had just started coming to church, a new convert, and he wanted to be filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And he come and he talked to my pastor, which was Brother Bailey at that time, and he said, you know, how do I do this? And Brother Bailey started talking about faith. He said, you know, you repent, you confess to Jesus, and you ask him to come into your life as both Lord and Savior. And you ask the Holy Ghost to come in and fill your soul. And you ask believing, and it'll happen, you know. So the next service, when he came up, my granddaddy always came up to church early. This was the church in Cedartown. He drove up in the parking lot, and the man was sitting on the steps of the church waiting for the church door to be open. So when the church doors was open, Brother Bailey talked to him, and he told Brother Bailey, he said, well, I come to get the Holy Ghost tonight. And my granddaddy said, okay, that's great. He said, that'll be wonderful. And he said, no, I come to get it now. And like I said, this was like an hour before service. So he said, okay, we'll go down there and pray. And he said the man knelt down, folded his hands, and just asked the Lord. He said, Lord, I prayed for it. You promised me, and I want the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And my granddaddy said he received it just like that. He was persistent. He had his mind made up. He was not going to wait till the first song was sung. He was not going to wait for the message to be preached. He thought the promise was for him. He accepted it, and the Lord filled him with that Spirit. That's the persistence of this lady who came before Jesus Christ. She was not going to take no for an answer. And, you know, Jesus already given her a couple of times. First time, he totally ignored her, would not even speak to her. And then secondly, he basically tells her that, you know, I'm not even sent to the Gentiles, that, you know, I'm sent to the lost sheep of Israel. And if that's not enough, if that wasn't enough to offend her or to drive her away, he even refers to, basically, when he says, this is what is, it gets really, really strong here. And this is when Jesus said, let me get back over here. But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. Now I thought about how many of us, after being totally ignored, and then not only ignored, but to say that you're not even supposed to be here, you know, wasn't even sent to you. And if that was not enough to drive us away, basically in reference referred to us as dogs. Can't take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs. But listen to what her response was. She said, truth, Lord. Isn't that amazing? Lord, I know. I know the word. I know what you said is true. Yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from the master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And it made me begin to think, could the Lord sometimes just want to see how not only persistent we are, but how important it is to us to receive from Him. Is it a serious matter? Are we just asking, and if it doesn't happen? And I'm reminded of when I was a young boy, and when I really, really wanted something from Mom and Dad. You know, I got in trouble with it a lot of time, but I just wasn't going to accept. No, I just going to persuade them in any way that I possibly could. But if it was something I just kind of thought I wasn't going to get anyway, as soon as they said no, I turned around. I knew that was it, because I already went with them knowing that I know what they're going to say. They're going to say no. But if it was really my heart's desire, if it was so important to me, even chancing the possibility of being scolded or get in trouble for being so persistent, I would continue to ask them. And most of the time, we was able to receive that from Mom and Dad. And I know grandkids have already learned from that situation too. Sometimes they think maybe means yes, or we'll see that means yes. But sometimes even no means yes to a child. But I thought about that as we approach the throne of God. Are we persistent enough? Are we serious enough to continue to ask and pray? And then I thought about the crumbs. And I've got a note written in my Bible that I had written sometime before. Willing to eat the crumbs. Willing to eat the crumbs. But actually, she received her heart's desire. Just because she was willing spiritually to eat the crumbs. What she's saying, Lord, you know what? I don't have to have you come and lay hands on my daughter. I don't have to have you come and bring the disciples and y'all go into a time of fasting and praying. And I don't even have to have you come to my house. But Lord, if you'll just speak the word, if you'll just give me the crumbs of your power. And when we think about the crumbs of the power of God, that's powerful. Even the crumbs that fall from the master's table are strong enough to heal cancer, strong enough to make a way, strong enough to give a miracle, strong enough to deliver us in any situation whatsoever that we can do. So sometimes rather than waiting for that thunderous voice or the sky to split or some kind of loud noise, can't we just take God at His word? When He says, you know, what was His word? He said, great is thy faith, woman, be unto thee even as thou wilt. In other words, whatever your heart's desire is, it's fulfilled from this moment on. And you know what? What is so great about this? We only find, I think, one other occasion where that the Lord actually delivered or healed a Gentile before. During his ministry there, that was the centurion's son, I think, that was at the point of death or death one. And that's also mentioned in the other Gospels. But it was quite an event, amen, for this lady. And I thought about the persistency, the boldness that she did. And I thought, Lord, how many times have we approached our throne of prayer with that same persistence and that same amount of faith to believe, Lord, that you can make a way? Great is thy faith. Here's some of the things that are in this story, I think, that we can adopt and we can maybe apply to our life, not only in our prayer life, but certainly in our servitude to the Lord. One is when we do have a definite need. When we get persistence, that's the reason that many times when we pray, it's very easy to say, Lord, and bless all those who stand in need of prayer. And that's a wonderful prayer, and it's a generic prayer. But sometimes we need to speak that definite need. If it's cancer, we need to call it cancer. If it's financial situations, we need to acknowledge that and say, Lord, I need help in this financial matter. Lord, I need a miracle in my life. Lord, I need you to touch in my family. I need you to strengthen my relationship. And you know what? God already knows what it is, but when we definitely speak that definite need, that causes us to step out on faith. You know, if we just say, Lord, bless my house, you know, that's fine. But Lord, I need you to touch, let's see, what can I say? Lord, I need you to touch in my electric bill or whatever the situation is. You stepped out on faith then, and you've named something, a definite need. Again, God knows our needs, and He will supply our need. But I was taught a long, long time ago, when you speak that definite need, you're stepping out on faith, because you have, if nothing else, if nobody else has heard it, you've already stated that definite need. And that way God can focus on that need. And when He does that, you know that miracle has been performed. And also, it kind of gives you that step. Once you've taken that step, you can't take it back. you have actually spoken it. And if you're not incorporating that, I encourage you to do so. Speak that definite need. She gave the Lord that definite need. Another thing she did, exhibited urgency. Lord, this needs to be done now. And God is a timely God. He's always on time. But so many times the urgency thing is after, in our situation, it's after everything else has failed. And what I've tried to start doing is going to the Lord first, saving myself a lot of trouble, a lot of situations, a lot of problems, a lot of sleepless nights when we're trying to work those things out myself, and just go to the Lord and say, Lord, this is an urgent matter I need you to attend to. And I believe you, Lord, that you're going to make a way. And be satisfied if the Lord just gives us a little crumb. And that crumb may not be what we expect. We may be thinking the Lord's just going to strike us with power and we're going to shout all over the place and just, like I said, the roof's going to fly off and God's blessing's going to come down, when he might just say, thy will, you know, whatever thy heart's desire, let it be done. And from that hour, that very hour, her daughter was made whole and she was healed. Another thing that she did, she recognized Jesus as the Son of God, or the Son of David, the promised Messiah, even though she was not of Jewish heritage. Probably not really familiar with all of the written law, not with the prophets and all. Maybe she had heard of it. But she knew enough to know that he was the Son of David. She knew that he was that Messiah. And she knew that he was the Son of God and could, in fact, heal her. She was persistent in prayer. Don't be discouraged if the first time you pray, you don't hear a voice speak to you, or you don't hear the direction that you need. Sometimes it's not because God doesn't hear us, it's just because we're not focused enough. So be persistent in prayer. Continue to pray. Even if it doesn't happen the first time, continue to pray the Lord's will in your life or in that situation. Be humble in spirit. Be humble in spirit. Let me encourage you, don't go to the Lord demanding. Don't go to the Lord saying, you know, basically as the two stood, said, Lord, I'm glad I'm not like this man. You know, I do this and I do that. And, you know, basically that prideful thing of, Lord, I deserve this blessing. I work for you. I live for you. Don't be demanding in your prayer. Be humble in your prayer. Be submissive. You know, even if it takes the point that she actually bowed down and worshiped him after he basically offended her. So she still was persistent in her prayer. Be humble in spirit. Unwavering faith. What does that mean? Don't let that doubt creep in. Continue to have faith even when you don't see the effects of it. And that's what faith is anyway. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We often say this, if you have faith after it's been done, that's after the fact faith. That's not really faith. But having faith to believe that what you ask for, God is going to do. And how many knows that God will honor that faith? And finally, being willing to just receive the spiritual crumbs. Lord, just a little touch from you to help me in the things that I go through. That's a song that an author wrote. That's all I need, just a little touch from you, Lord. In your busyness and your world of all these things that are going on and the many, many prayers that go up, if you think about the prayers that just come out of this congregation, you multiply that by all the folks in the world and think about all the prayers that are going up. And yet God is so attentive that he can listen and hear each and every prayer. And aren't you thankful that we can go to the Lord in prayer? And aren't you thankful he gives us the desires of our hearts? So willing to receive the spiritual crumbs from the Lord. And the spiritual crumbs are more than sufficient. Amen. God's blessings and his riches are greater than you and I could ever even imagine. And I thank God that we can go to him. And I thank God that he loves us enough to give us the desires of our heart. God bless you. We love you so much. I told you it's going to be a little bit different tonight. That's where God actually led me in. I appreciate the Lord speaking to us and letting us know there's certain things that we can do. It certainly opened my eyes to not only a privilege of prayer, but our expectation of prayer. When we go, expect to receive that we ask for. Faith. Unwavering faith. Amen. Well, God bless you. Would you stand tonight? If you have a need tonight, understand this altar's open. And this altar's never closed. If you have a need, please come. We'll pray with you and we'll pray for you. Amen. as we get ready to dismiss, if you have a request of prayer, just lift your hand and know that God sees those requests, and we'll be praying for those as well. Amen. Some of you come around. Let's have a prayer for Sister Linda. Thank you, Lord, for that protection. We want to pray for good. We want to pray for good fishing weather.
That's right.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come to God, on my behalf, Lord, and Brother Lee and those who are traveling with him, Father, we pray that you will protect them and keep them safe from all harm and danger. Father, I know, God, that you are the author of the weather, and I pray, God, that you would give them good weather. Lord, we ask this in the name of Jesus, believing, Lord, for their safety and, God, their protection. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Let that prayer call be a reminder of God's presence.
That's right.
Amen. All right. Brother Jim, if you'd come, dismiss us with a word of prayer. Remember the work day this coming Saturday, beginning at 8 o'clock. And we have several things for the men to be doing outside. There's going to be some things on the inside of the Curtis Center, I think, that they're going to attend to. And my wife has a list. So we always will have something to do. Amen. So if you can be with us, come and be with us this Saturday at 8 o'clock.
Starting. 8 o'clock.
We won't keep you all day.
Yes, Sister Sheila?
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely we will.
Dear Jesus.
Yes. We know God knows exactly what she needs. And we're just going to lift her up as we do prepare. That was for Brother Bud, for Sister Abby, for blood pressure issues. And Lord, just keep her, keep touching his hand of protection on her and healing. All hearts and minds clear? Yes. Absolutely.
Come on up.
You got to come up and use the mic if you're going to testify.
All right.
All right. Hey, can you hear me?
Nope.
How about now? Oh, sorry about that. So I just want you to know, y'all know Michelle's dad had a heart attack, right? Well, maybe you didn't. Hi, surprise. Michelle's dad had a heart attack. So seriously, we got the call on Father's Day, and we were on the phone, and he was having some chest discomfort and what have you. And we talked a little bit more, and it's like, yeah, you need to go ahead and head to the emergency room, and which is a miracle because he doesn't go to the emergency room for one thing. He doesn't go to the hospital. You know the type, right? And it's kind of a miracle that we were all together just to be on the phone and to hear some of this report and that I was there too. But anyhow, so we encouraged him to go. He went, and long story short. He had a 99% blockage in his LAD, the widowmaker, the main heart, or the main coronary artery of the heart. So if you know anything about blood work, his spinal troponin level was over 2,000. It should be 0 to 0.4. Anything elevated, especially over a couple hundred, indicates a heart attack. And so we were thinking, well, we caught it in time. But no, it ended up over 2,000. So just so you know, he turned out everything was perfect. The doctor said, minimal. We thought at first they were saying no complications at all or no damage at all. The doctor said, there's probably a little, but he was a day from being dead. That's what they're saying. So it's just how everything all went, and now he's doing well, and it's like now he knows he's got to take care of himself better. So thank the Lord for that.
Thank you, Lord. Praise God. He's an on-time God, isn't he?
And he hears our prayers.
And he hears our prayers. Absolutely. Prayer is answered. Just praise God. What a wonderful testimony as we prepare to leave. And God's hand of protection on those that are traveling, those that are whatever the situations are for Sister Abby and all the other prayer requests that had gone up earlier. We just want to lift up the Lord and just thank Him for all that He does and just place our faith in Him. So all hearts and minds clear. Don't forget the work day Saturday morning. I also invite you for Sunday school Sunday morning. Love to have each and every one of you. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise Your name. Lord, we thank You for Your many, many blessings, for Your love, Your mercy, and Your grace. Lord, thank You for healing. Lord, thank You for being there for us. Lord, thank You for hearing our prayers. Lord, we just love You. And, Lord, we're nothing without You. Lord, may we give You all the honor and glory in everything that we do and everything that we are. Lord, we ask for Your protection and guidance. Dear Lord, be upon us. Lord, as we prepare to depart, dear Lord, bring us back at our appointed time. And Lord, we give You all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen, amen. Amen. Have a wonderful evening. Praise God.